USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden visited a renewable energy lab in Colorado on Tuesday to boost support for his clean energy proposals. The president, without proof, says his plan will help fight climate change and give the economy a lift by creating new, good-paying jobs. The president also discusses the deadly wildfires that have ravaged the West Coast this year.
We're blinking code red as a nation, and we really are. So far this year, nationwide, there are 44,000 wildfires that have burned nearly 5.6 million acres. That's enough. That's the size of the entire state of New Jersey.
Lawmakers are digging in on the fight over raising the federal debt ceiling. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer accusing Republicans of playing risky and dangerous games by threatening to not support another hike in the debt limit. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Inflation didn't rise as much as experts predicted in August. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the Consumer Price Index rose 0.3% over July and 5.3% over August of last year. With all that being said, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, on the Senate floor says spending is why inflation is continuing to go up.
Washington Democrats have spent trillions of dollars on pet liberal projects. They've been printing and wasting money like there's no tomorrow. And American families are hurting as a result.
All eyes are on California, where voters will decide whether to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. Recent polls show more than 50% of voters are opposed to cutting the Democratic governor's term short. President Biden spending some time Monday campaigning for Newsom in California. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Condolences coming in for a comedian who passed away.
Nobody funnier, ladies and gentlemen, Norm MacDonald.
Comedian Norm MacDonald, known for his time on David Letterman's Saturday Night Live, The Norm Show, has died at 61. The comedian had been privately battling cancer for 9 years and was living in Quebec City, Canada.
Thanks, guys. Listen, I don't want to brag or anything, but me and Oprah are making the same money tonight.
Norm also played Death on The Family Guy.
Is he dead? I think he might be dead.
Oh, did you hear that? Noah Wiley here thinks he might be dead. Step aside, Junior. Nope, he's just knocked out. I drove all the way out here. I had to cancel another appointment. I never like to be too far away from Mike Wallace.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Florida investigators are searching for 22-year-old Gabby Petto after her family reported her missing late in August while she was on a cross-country road trip with her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. Her father, Joe Petto, explains on Fox and Friends First how they knew something was wrong.
It wasn't unusual, you know, a few days at a clip, give or take where she was traveling, but as the days ticked off, you know, things became much more alarming.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.